Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch, and you can find me on my website, risingmoonastrology.com, and my Facebook page, Rising Moon Astrology. On the website, you'll find some resources and information about how to schedule a reading with me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. We are in eclipse season, experiencing tomorrow with the new moon in Cancer, a total solar eclipse that will be paired with a partial lunar eclipse at the full moon in a couple of weeks. We are opening portals that will remain open for at least until the next eclipses arrive, and also tapping into ancestral legacies, since this new moon is in Cancer and the South Node is in Capricorn, ancient signs of archetypes that still influence us today, even as we try to reshape them in healthy, productive ways for the future. Tomorrow, Tuesday, July 2nd, at 3:16 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the new moon in Cancer arrives. Because this new moon is close enough to the moon's north node, we will also experience a solar eclipse. The eclipse is total, the first since the Great American Eclipse of August 2017. We won't see it in North America, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. It is happening, and it's a big deal. Eclipses happen in cycles. This eclipse is part of Solar Sero Series 127. Eclipses within the same Sero series happen every 18 years and 11 days. This one was preceded by a total solar eclipse on June 21st, 2001. Look back to that 2001 eclipse. Something about the current eclipse is likely to echo that one. There is also the metonic cycle of eclipses, repeating every 19 years. These eclipses occur on nearly the same calendar date and therefore in the same sign of the zodiac. This cycle can also create resonances. The previous solar eclipse in Cancer was July 1st, 2000, and like this one, occurred at 10 degrees of Cancer. This new moon and solar eclipse is paired with the upcoming full moon and lunar eclipse. Eclipses come in pairs. These are both significant events in July, a month bursting with significant astrology. First, Mars moved into Leo in the evening of June 1st. This makes Mars feel happy and strong after his slog through the watery swamps of Cancer. Mars doesn't do well in Cancer, preferring action to the flow of emotion. I'm happy myself that Mars moved before the new moon eclipse. I like a happy Mars who can get things done. When it comes to anger, direct communication is better than passive aggression. July includes a series of other sign changes. Venus enters Cancer on July 3rd and enters Leo on July 27th. The Sun enters Leo July 23rd. Mercury turns retrograde in Leo on July 7th, moves back into Cancer on July 19th, conjuncts the Sun on July 21st, and stations direct on July 31st, which is also the Leo new moon. Cancer is the moon's home, her castle, her fortress. Here, the family is nurtured and protected. Emotions are strong, but not easily shared. There is a vulnerability in this sign that craves protection, even while protecting others. Cancer wants to create safe places. The new moon falls at 10, Cancer. Austin Coppock's image for this second decan of Cancer is a walled garden, referring to the images of abundance, wealth, and beauty offered in various ancient and historical texts. He notes all of these lovely and desirable things rely on proper protection. He says, "The great secret of this face is the power of right incubation. For this particular new moon in Cancer, wondrous images of whatever we desire will be supported by a trine from Neptune in Pisces. The visionary powers of Neptune in the sign of dreaming will increase our longings. The conjunction with the north node of the future makes it easy to create wishes and set intentions for all we hope will unfold over the course of our lifetimes." But this is not the only influence, because the north node and the new moon are opposed by the south node of the past, which is conjunct Saturn. The south node and Saturn are both in Capricorn, as is Pluto. This powerfully karmic group has been throwing its weight around for the past year and will continue to do so through 2020. We can set aside alchemical Pluto for now while remembering he will play a major role in the upcoming full moon. Saturn and the South Node are enough. These two remind us that past is prologue. Our history, personal, familial, ancestral, influences us whether we are consciously aware of it or not. We might prefer to believe we can make ourselves over, leaving behind all of the past. But it's just not so. Yet Saturn and the South Node are not villains. The past is our foundation. Saturn is the creator of form. Without the right container, Cancerian waters flow aimlessly, dissipating without accomplishing anything, lost. At this new moon eclipse, we have the opportunity to consider both what we desire and what realistically it will take to get there. Which legacies from the past are constraining us? Perhaps our family line carries stories of not having enough, along with warnings of never reaching too far. Perhaps memories of vulnerability and trauma keep us hidden. If we try to walk away from such histories, they tend to follow along like the shadows they are. Yet even serious trauma can be healed with skill and love. Which legacies from the past are sources of strength? Surviving through difficulty can offer strength and confidence. Perhaps our ancestors bring creative gifts and spiritual connections that can enrich our lives. These deserve to be remembered and celebrated. We can think of this new moon as a walled garden. The wall built and maintained by Saturn, strengthened by our ancestors, can protect us. Inside, we can find and create the beauty and abundance we want for ourselves and those we love. How do we choose wishes when the new moon is also a powerful eclipse? The basics are the same. Check your birth chart. Where does 10 Cancer fall? This house will be activated by the new moon. What aspects will the new moon make to planets and points in your chart? Look at anything in the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, for conjunctions, squares, and oppositions. Look at anything in the water signs Scorpio and Pisces for trines. The earth signs Taurus and Virgo might hold sextiles. Anything touched by the new moon will also be activated. With the nodes of the moon at 17 Cancer and Capricorn, and Saturn at 17 Capricorn, look for aspects from these points as well to anything in your chart. An eclipse adds deeper influences over a longer period of time. The eclipse itself remains energized for about 6 months. I've already mentioned the Saros and Metonic cycles and their connections over 18 and 19 years. Looking back to those past eclipses can help you shape your wishes to carry whatever was happening then into your present and future. Since eclipses happen when the sun and moon conjunct the nodes, longer-term karmic issues are also in play. This is an excellent time for ancestor work. Legacies come to us in many ways. At this time, we can set intentions for healing, as well as making wishes to connect with ancestral gifts. You can make as many wishes as you need to, and set intentions as feels right. Some wishes and intentions can be released to the cosmos, let go and let be. You may want to choose a smaller group of wishes to keep track of in the weeks and months ahead. After all, we too are responsible for creating the structures of our lives. We too will leave legacies behind us. Cancer and Capricorn together, the Sun, Moon, Saturn, and the Moon's nodes all point to the importance of hard work, strong frameworks, loving support, and remembering the generations to come, as well as those past. We will all eventually become ancestors. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an exciting, supportive, and loving eclipse gateway for this new moon in Cancer. As always, thank you for listening.